Papa.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the press conference of the film Orfaline, Orphan, the film in the official section of the 64th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. And in order to talk about the film today, we have part of the cast, apart from the cast, the director Arnaud Depailler, the actress Adèle Hanel, and Solène Rigaud, the actor Sergi López, the scriptwriter Stéphane Devas, the producer Michel Klein, and the sound mixer Melissa Petier. So therefore, they're awaiting your questions for upon the film. So whoever wants to start, yes, please. We have a question at the front. Hi. I would like to ask the director where the idea stems from to make this film. From where the idea of this film comes from? Well, from my collaboration with Christelle Berthevas, with whom I had written the film, the previous film, from a text from Kleist, and Christelle, who I've known now for quite a while now, and whose personal story I already knew. She had told me about it, and I had invited her to work with me in this script of Michael Collage, so that she could contribute, amongst other things, or to help me, more better said, to contribute a feminine side to it, and to give a greater power to the feminine and female roles in the film. And I proposed that the second film, that we should work from autobiographical fragments of her life, and she accepted the challenge. Further questions? Any further questions? Yes, please. You've got the microphone. Okay, you've got the microphone. I have another question. I would like to ask the leading actress, how did she manage for the birth scene? You could see the veins on her face, and it was very complicated, the birth scene. I just simply... It's not a real birth, but Arnaud saw me, allowed me to see real birth scenes, which was pretty useless at the end of the day, because those people had periuteral, had anesthesia, but it perhaps has to do me with allowing me to let myself go in the scene. And if you thought it was so believable, I've never given birth to a child, so therefore I think that's great. Further questions? Yes, please. Hi, good afternoon. I would like you, the director, to say what it was like to shoot a scene. These types of scenes always draw my attention because how they've been made, which is the scene of the sex scenes within the car. That's very difficult. Thank you very much. It's a very short space. And how they shot? Could you tell me why that drew your attention? No, basically because I consider it's a very small room, and with the both actors there and trying to put cameras inside a car, and for it to be in the camera has got to be, cameraman's got to be, or camera person's got to be, depending on what's happening with the movement of the characters within the scene in the car. Well, I can't give you a technical answer to your question, but this scene had a difficult thing, and that was the place where the scene takes place, the love scene. And that difficulty was precisely the most interesting thing in the film, its uniqueness, because at the end of the day, it allowed me to practically focus on the faces of the actors in the scene. And that's where the difficulty lies, but also the interesting side to the result that was achieved in the scene. So therefore, we were trying to do things that were very original and to focus upon what was the essential thing, which is the exchange of emotions between this man and this young woman. And bearing in mind the quality and the sincerity of the performance of each of the actors, the scene was made almost, we could almost say naturally. To shoot a scene in a car has certain limitations and restrictions, and if we fight against the restrictions as a general norm, we end up making things that were too complex and too artificial. But if we accept those limitations and we accept that you're not going to see much more than what you see when you're in the car, it becomes much simpler and much more realistic. Have I answered your question? I hope so. Further questions? Yes, we have a question here. Yes, I would like to say, from what I've seen, heard, within the audience, everyone has drawn their own conclusions, or even the plot of the film. I'm not too sure whether you believe it's not for it to be a lineal narrative, but it's so chopped up in time. Doesn't that make the conclusion of the audience a bit more difficult to understand? Well, I can't really answer your question because the audience is something that doesn't exist. I don't know each and every one of the people that have seen the film, and I can't talk on behalf of a person who has seen the film. So I take myself as the first viewer of the film, and that's not a problem for me, the truth be said. I believe that we're very used to, for a long time, for constructions that aren't forcefully linear, not only in cinema but in literature as well. And I think this causes a problem. All the contrary, I believe that it's an occasion to offer the pleasure to the audience to make the film themselves. And that's a pleasure that I myself feel when I see certain works of this nature. Any further questions? No further questions? I would like to ask a question related to what we're talking about upon the fragmented structure of the film. Where's the idea that to use several actresses to portray this role? Because that's a decision which is quite audacious. Why did you do that? It's audacious, and in turn, it's very evident because it stems from the beginning of the film, it stems from the following principle. That is to say, if we wanted to tell the story that we've told in the film, we could have fallen into the temptation of saying we've got an actress to be the young child, and then the other characters would have been portrayed by one single actress. And that's a way of putting it on the screen or writing the script. We thought about that, but there's going to be an imbalance by the audience vis-a-vis that child, the girl, the little girl, and there's only going to have a third or a fifth or a fourth or a fifth of the part in the film. And or depending on whatever we feel for her, we will like it or not. So therefore, the question is what to provide to the actress. And then we've got the three different ages, because the three ages are represented: the girl, the young 13-year-old teenager, the young 20-year-old girl, the woman who's 25 years old. What do we do there? do we take a young girl who they were going to put makeup and artificially make her older? That, from my point of view, from a film point of view, is quite problematic. Or let's take a 27-year-old girl, but perhaps could she portray the role of a 13-year-old teenager? It was all complicated. So it seemed to me that the simple way of doing this was to, in four different moments of her life, this woman, the truth was, she was another person. And according to each moment, we're different, a moment in time, we're different. And so therefore, for the audience or the to have a simple rule of play vis-a-vis the narrative, we decided that at a given moment in time, a different identity corresponds to her. So therefore, that identity, specific identity, is portrayed by a different actress. And then another issue arose, which was to see whether those actresses had to look like each other. It was compulsory for them to look like each other. And there I recognized that I've done something which I think is quite naturally. I've voluntarily underestimated the audience. I think that the audience, I believe that the audience can perfectly understand the code that I've used of saying, well, okay, we're different in each moment in time in our lives. And why not? And this is something that happens to many women throughout their lives. They change their hair color, they dye their color different, and to be, why not be completely different? A person that's completely different, why not accept this? I, as a director, I chose the actresses not because of their physical appearance or to be obsessed that they portray the actress the character similarly, just to choose them and say, take this energy, take this unique beauty of this character, and that's going to be what you're all going to have in common. No, none of the actresses had seen what the other actress had done in their performance. One of the times the actor said, do you want me to do something like her or like her? No, no. I said, do the best that you can do. Portray this character the best way you can, and the result is the film that you've seen today. And I think, well, what's important is the energy behind the character, or at least that's what I defend. Could you tell us, Adele, can you tell us how it was to portray the character? Because you hadn't seen each other's portrayal. I don't know whether you saw the whole script or you only saw your part of the script. How was it for you, the difficulties that you encountered? Adele and Solène? Yes, do you want to answer, Solène? What Arnaud has just said is great. I think it's quite refreshing to listen this upon cinema because you're always saying, well, gee, how they've aged this person with makeup, and they've made them a bald person or whatever. Here, the physical veracity, truthfulness doesn't exist. We create that. So therefore, and vis-a-vis my portrayal of the character, I'm under the impression that they are different periods in time and different ages. And I believe that it's the last moment at the end of the performance of my character where you've got to link to a certain identity. That's our violence, the violence undergone by Solène and also Adele. It's a hidden violence, but it continues to exist and it needs a release. And that's what my character does, I believe. Violence does you oriented or directed to others and not going through the same channels in the set through the same way, and it's expressed with a certain amount of calm. I'm not sure that's too clear, but that's what it was for me. Well, bravo Arnaud for what he's said as well. Well, the Karine, her character is a bit more brutal. There's more violence. For it was a bit strange to prepare it. There was a challenge. I'm 23. I had to portray the character of a 13-year-old girl who looks like she's 16. Well, 16, but we've worked quite a lot upon that. But we also had to work upon with what she did. And I did this with my cheeks, for example. And then my relationship with the body. I did some dancing classes all summer long before I shot the film. And then I saw in the film that the most complicated scene was being hit and beaten. Well, more than beating was the dancing side of things, because it was a release. It was one of the most enjoyable and joyful moments of this character. Was a scene that required a lot. That's the part I worked the most upon to prepare for my portrayal. Sometimes you work quite a lot for a part, which is quite hard, but it makes that much more enjoyable to portray that part of the role that I and the actress I put and the character I portrayed. And that's what I think. That's why I think we do what we do. Men don't come out too good in this film. What a surprise! They don't come out the way they deserve, and that's quite pertinent. Okay, for example, apart from being a film. It's a thing that has to do. A work of art is a bit pretentious to say so, but it has to do with it. But beyond of being a work of art, it'll always be pertinent for a femininity to invade us. I would, as a question for everyone on the panel, the film, I think, is a film upon the construction of an identity, how you construct one's identity, but also it's got hurdles or obstacles or barriers or the society or the male power, for example, something that we have to fight against and struggle against constantly. I'm not too sure whether that was in the mind of the screenwriter, Art Noor, or the actresses as well. The loss of, I don't know whether Art Noor wants to say something as regards. Well, you can answer, yes. It's something that we thought of at the quite earlier on when we were writing the screenplay, and that a journey of a woman. It wasn't a journey against men, and I think all the men that we see in the film, with their own difficulties and defects as well, at the end of the day, deep down, suffer alienation and margination. It depends upon their gender and their sexual identity. And my thought, beyond the film itself, I think whatever, we're together, and together we have to progress and go forward. And obviously, making people aware of those situations that we're all enclosed in at a certain given moment in time, and for which we have to try to fight against, but at an individual level, be it in our sexual identity or outside our sexual identity. And also because of that, we try to pay testimony to it from the point of view of how we represent sexuality, provide testimony from the point of view that wasn't the dominating point of view, the male heterosexual point of view. It's complicated. Listen to me. I'm not too sure that we've achieved what we were looking, we were seeking to portray, but there's a certain neutrality, at least generating certain spaces in which whoever wants, independent of who is who, is something that you can take up on and make your own. And in the editing, the representation of sexuality portrays a specific role where you've got to show certain things and other things you don't have to show. The point of view is much more masculine because the director is a man in this case. But I'm glad that you asked this question because it is true that for me it was very important. And after what you've just said, it seems to be quite moving what Christelle has just mentioned. It's a problem in society. It's a problem for everyone, and quite precisely, belonging or being assigned to a certain sex that each of us belong to, together we have to resolve and overcome these difficulties. And Christelle and myself, as co-screenwriters and as director and scriptwriter, we've had to resolve these things. And one of the first things that I wanted to state at the beginning in a much more lighter fashion, and then I dug into it in a much more powerful way and almost stuck to it at the end of the day, I said, I'm going to make a film, and the truth is I'm going to try and see through the eyes of the character, and I'm going to put the whole screenplay based upon this principle. Sometimes I even bothered the actors, because I've always had to see their point of view, and sometimes I prevented them, their interlocutor to be in front. I always looked at them. I was in front of them when there were close-ups with a camera. So and I stuck to this point of view quite strongly and powerfully, and the crew and the cast helped me and backed me up, and Christelle accompanied me through the editing, and sometimes she said, "Oi, that's an external look, and that's a look that has a certain power, is powerful upon what we're trying to represent." To give you an example that perhaps is eloquent here, and that is quite eloquent, let's say when the character portrayed by Solène is in bed with that boy who's not very nice, he's a bit brutal, he's a waiter in the discotheque, and at a given moment she understands what he's going to do, and she understands what she's going to do. She goes under the quilt, and we understand that there's she blows him off, and therefore we shot that up, and we edited it. It was quite explicit, and that formed part of the film. And I thought it was important to do this. And it's a moment in which Christelle intervened, and she said, quite friendly, I think you're mistaken. I don't think that's necessary. I think that we can erase this part of the film and or delete it, because we're starting to see a much more common look at things, a look that takes possesses what's being portrayed, in this case of the women. That is to say, the putting it on the screen, started to see the look or the way the man was looking upon the screen, the scene. No, I said, no, I think it's important. But all of a sudden, I realized one day that she was right, and I decided to edit it out. About the issue of how to represent this scene, I realized that I had to listen to the voice of a woman more. And it's quite strange, because the result that's been obtained in this way is much more violent. And cutting it there with the scene before he's washing his hair, like Pilate who's washing his hair, it's much more violent, that sort of negligence and forgetfulness, that the voluntary existence, or more naive, that my look at the beginning, which was a bit more naive, that's why I'm very moved that Christelle says, it's not men against women or women against men in society. No, not at all. That's precisely what we want to defend in this film. We don't condemn the male figures or characters in the film. And in this, we've got to progress a bit more together. Men and women at the same time. I'm convinced of this. I'm not too sure anybody else. There's time for one more question if anyone wants to ask a question. No further questions? Well, okay. Thank you very much to the cast and the crew of Orpheline. Thank you very much for being here. Good luck with the film. A lot of luck with the film. Thank you for being here.